This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Really, Queen?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
Hurricane Bianca's in town.
That was the perfect way to kick off the show today. You're on Mad Wednesday here on Joy 94.9 with Dean, Ash and Robbie. And that was Kylie Minogue, a Joy anthem with What Do I Have to Do? What do I have to do, guys?
It's never enough.
Well, what's the message?
I mean, what is the meaning of life, Ash?
42, I believe.
Does anyone know what that actually means?
Yeah, why? It's something to do with like computer coding. And if you type in 42, it's whatever you want it to be. Like that's the wave like coders to say in a particular language, apparently.
I mean, you just made a really boring question even more boring.
I'm not the computer geek. Like I'm just speaking on behalf of them.
Yeah, this is true. Now, I'm pretty pumped because today we have one hell of a prize to give away on the show.
What a great app. Well done. I was trying to dig us out of that hole.
Oh, don't worry. I'm very good. I've had Michael Dalton. I've had Dylan. We've had Venus. I've had more co-hosts. I've already had more co-hosts than Michael Dalton had in the whole 9 years. He was on Joy. So I know all about digging out of a hole.
Do you think that says something about you, Dick?
Yeah.
No.
Good. All right. As long as we're on the evil plane. We do have a very exciting competition today. Bianca Del Rio fans should definitely be listening in and keep in tune.
And I know I am a Bianca Del Rio fan.
Oh, look, she's hilarious. I think one of the most deserving winners that we've had on RuPaul's Drag Race.
An actual comedian, which has just been a joy and a whole lot of fun.
When she toured straight after her victory, I stupidly booked a holiday to Hamilton Island the week that she was in town.
That is stupid. But
Dean was nice enough to get me a singlet, which was nice.
Yes, I was.
Bitch about me too, Bianca, for missing the show.
I'm a giver. I'm a giver that way. And if nothing else, I'm always ready to pay out Ash.
Yeah, that's fair.
She's kind of one of those people that, you know, it's sort of a bucket list thing to be read by her. You know, she's so at the top of her game with her insults and her reading.
Oh, so much. It's great.
You know, you almost can't be offended by anything she says to you because you've just got to be open to it.
I mean, now you're just raising the bar. But today we are giving away tickets to come and see her new show.
We are. It's called It's Just a Joke. It's on Saturday, February.
It's Just a Joke.
It's Just a Joke.
Saturday, February the 23rd at the Comedy Theatre.
And I know a lot of you might be thinking, that seems ages away, but actually, I mean, it is. It's not till February, which isn't that far. I can't believe the end of the year's already on its way. But the tickets go on sale on Friday, so you'll be getting the head start.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You could be one of the first people to hold tickets in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. We're going to be running a competition. Start thinking about your best read.
I think we need to hear, you know, what's the best insult you've ever given or been given? Everyone remember, you know, the time frame that we're in. But I think that's we want to create Bianca's burn book. Your experience of, you know, what's the worst reads or most insulting things that you've ever had.
And we want them to be witty. I've been downright just outright mean stuff.
Well, you haven't been here on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Our listeners sent it last week when we were just we just had people listening to a share clip of music and saying who did this. It was from Will and Grace. Jack doing it from Will and Grace. You might be familiar with the show.
I've heard of it.
And the messages we got in, even though everyone knew who it was, were just hysterical. So don't be worried about that.
Excellent.
We certainly have a high caliber of listeners here for Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. So we're certainly going to be finding out what are some of the most insulting things you ever said to someone or had said to you. We want to know all about it. And yeah, you're right. We do want to keep it, you know, respectful.
keep it somewhat PC.
I mean, we'll be laughing, but if we can't say them on air, then there's going to be trouble.
We can't enter you in the comp. So.
Of course, we're going to have that competition kicking off after 4:30. It's going to be going for the whole show. So I want to make sure that you're all ready, raring to go, give you a little bit of time and to get your insults ready. And if you want, feel free to insult Ash. You know, I do it all the time. Nothing wrong with it.
Dean, it's very easy.
Oh, well, I mean, it's, you know, it's just how it rolls. Robbie, just stay away from Robbie because we don't want to make him cry.
He's I likely will.
No one is safe.
Hope you're packed. Need help packing? Beat it, queen.
Now she's kind of grown on me, like a rash.
That was very condescending. I remember you and my sisters.
They've got to be clever. They've got to be funny.
I mean, the messages are already rolling in, aren't they?
They sure are. We got a message in from Ron. Ron says, "Hey, Dean, you're so poor, I saw you kicking a can across the street. I asked what you were doing, and you said move in." Sound effect.
All right, I'm definitely going to have to get Badum-tish. Yeah, we'll work on that. Absolutely. And, so that one, very excited for. What's the next one?
Another one has come in from Mark. Mark says, I love this one. Mark says, hi, guys. My best friend once said to me, Wanda, he apparently always calls him Wanda, you have the most beautiful blue eyes surrounded by mediocrity. and it was 35 years ago that he got that backhanded compliment.
But Mark still from Kensington it. Still remembers the backhanded compliment there. And then, this isn't one of the insults. It's just a shout out because we have a big bonjour from Gay Perry because it's from Matt. It's a Mad Wednesday morning. Wee, Matt. That's all I have to say in regards to that. But that's right. We're giving away a double pass to see Bianca Del Rio. It's a jester joke on Saturday, February 23rd, next year at the Comedy Theatre.
My name is Bianca. I'm from the deep south. Oh, them bitches can't handle my sassy ass mouth. You like that? I made that shit up today. I will show you versatility when Santino wins a sewing competition and Visage wears a turtleneck.
We've been asking for the best insult you've ever gotten or given, and the entries are coming through. Joel's message in with the best worst compliment was from someone on Grindr, a single message saying, you'll do.
Which is truly devastating.
We've all been there, though. You know, it's late on a Saturday night. That's what else can you do?
Dave has messaged in saying, hey, Ash, say hi to Bilbo for me when you go on your adventure with Gandalf and the rest of the dwarves.
For everyone at home, that's very funny because it really Ash is a hobbit.
Yeah, it's very much a hobbit.
I even have furry feet. It's cute.
That's true.
Ron has messaged in and said, by the way, Dean, I would date you. Many times you have pointed your lens at me and I got excited, but I'm a struggling student, so we would be both living on the streets. Not sure what's happening there, Ron, but good work.
Good flirt. Yeah. Good flirt. I like it. I don't know. Not insulting at all, but still great. Oh, here's one we've got. This is from Michelle in Ascot Vale. When I had pneumonia undiagnosed at the time and the doctor on call came over and asked if my partner... Well, the doctor on call came over and asked if my partner was my daughter. She's only 6 years younger than me. Needless to say, I felt worse after that.
Oh, that is
That's
painful.
Not ideal.
And
this is from Rach, the unhairiest brekkie bear of them all.
She said, "Hola, just remembering the first time I met Dean, he was in a rather tight jumpsuit. Honestly, I thought he was smuggling a crayon down his dacks, but I think he was just excited to meet me. Also, I hope Robbie and Ash can read this. Would it help if I wrote it in crayon?"
probably not. Thanks,
a crayon.
Rach, from the brekkie
a crayon
bear.
Day.
A crayon. I mean, if she thinks a crayon's excited, I mean, we've got trouble. We've got to take Rach out. I think it's very, very important. So they're the entries that we've gotten so far for our giveaway today. We're going to be hearing all of your insults all during the show for the next, well, hour and a bit. So you can win a double pass to see Bianca Del Rio. It's Just a Joke, happening on Saturday, February 23rd at the Comedy Theatre, thanks to Joy Sponsor Working Management. Now, what are the conditions for entering the competition?
You must be a Joy member.
Yep.
And you must not have won a prize in the last 7 days.
Yes. So we've only been giving away, I think, share tickets. So if you won those, congratulations. If you didn't, this is your chance to, you know, go and see the Queen of Mean. We want to hear the best burns you've got, the best insult you've ever given or gotten.
I can give you a couple from from Bianca herself. I think one of my favourites that she did in one of the reading challenges was to Adore Delano when she said, "Adore, I know what you got on your SATs, ketchup."
I love it. What do you do successfully?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
From that same season, I think my favourite read was to Darien Lake, and it was you look like you sit reverse cowgirl on the toilet, so you've got a flat surface to eat off.
Oh. I saw that one today.
We love a bit of shade. We love a classy insult.
Well, I hope you bitches are ready.
Wig changes, how original. Chad Michaels, how many years ago? Really, bitch.
Do you know what snatch means in Spanish? Can you say
insults you've ever gotten or given? The shade has been flying, hasn't it?
And I just wanted to share a personal one.
Yep.
I once, when I was a teenager, I was a big Simpsons fan, so I was quoting The Simpsons to my mother. She told me that she was feeling fat. And I said to her, well, Yeah, Tubby, do you want another Pop-Tart, Tubby? And she looked back at me and said, well, I would, but it looks like you've eaten them all.
I like that. The biggest insults always come from your mum. We've got one here that's come through. Someone messaged in letting us know that they were mistaken for South African once.
Oh,
that was
that
from
is
Michelle.
Very insulting.
Which is, well, it might not be. If you're South African, it's not an insult at all. I mean, it just depends.
I don't know what's more insulting, the allegation that it's an insult or the insult itself.
We've got Daryl with one R saying, my favourite saying is, sometimes you are better off keeping your mouth shut, and if people just think you're an idiot, then open it and leave them no doubt.
Yeah, that should be your motto, Jake. Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I don't think your mic's working anymore, Robbie.
Shane says, I was in a rugby game overseas and we had a kangaroo caught, called out to a, I don't know what's happening here. Nope, we've lost that one.
Oh, either way, he just likes to see the show, basically. At Kangaroo Courts, where, I mean, we are all, you know we've nothing about rugby, but we like to drink and watch rugby. So Kangaroo Courts, when they all insult each other. And we've got another message from Will. He has messaged in saying, oh, when do I start the shade? The one I seem, well, that's shady enough, quite frankly. He clearly isn't listening. the one I seem to be using far too often at the moment is, yeah, nah, I'd put out, but... I've put out, but I've reached my charity quota.
Well done, Will. It's good to see that you've got a high sense of self-esteem.
Well, that's true, but also the trick, Will, don't start the conversation that way. Wait until they ask to put out with you. Otherwise, it's just complicated.
Yes. I was thinking the other day that I was at Dean's place and he cooked dinner and he, lovely idea to, he's trying to eat clean. A bit more
just
clean.
Just better.
Better. Clean eating. And he decided to put veggies in his
pasta sauce.
Which is a good idea.
With the mincemeat.
But I was thinking the last time I saw, well, his concept of clean eating was he picked up a donut out of the trash and dusted it off before eating it.
I would never. Do you know why everyone knows that's a lie? It's because I would never put a donut in the trash. Never would I put a donut in the trash.
They never make it.
Outrageous.
some of my favourite reads obviously come from RuPaul. RuPaul has a reading challenge every season.
This is true.
Robbie doesn't necessarily have a personality. He has a RuPaul addiction.
Robbie does have a personality. That's a read right there.
Oh. One of my favourite episodes. Dan Savage was a guest and he was walking around. And he said to Latrice, can you give us an example of a time when you made peace with someone that you didn't see eye to eye with? And she said, about 5 minutes ago, I looked across to Fifi O'Hara, another contestant. I realised that she was ugly and I'm at peace with that.
So we want to hear your shade. Some more messages have come in. We've got this lovely one by Hab Man. To please consider this insult for the competition. Someone once had just finished saying to another that my vocabulary was not extremely extensive and followed up by saying to me that I must have an unthick and short dick. Dictionary. Love to everyone at Joy. That's from Stephen Raymond. And Justin from South Africa messaged in saying, hello. Hi, Mad Ones. I like that. We are the Mad Ones. When undressed, I was told that looks just like a penis, only smaller. Oh, my God. All right. The insults are flying. We want to hear them all. Message in on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au and let us know your best burns and you can go into the draw to win a double pass to see Bianca Del Rio. It's Just a Joke on Saturday, February 23rd at the Comedy Theatre, thanks to Joy's sponsor, Working Management.
I was just thinking, I think the best ever burn I've ever received was when...
best burn has been Tina Arena. I love that song.
When I was staying with Dean once, when I was living in Canberra.
Seems to always involve me.
And we were bored. We had no idea what to do. So I was like, oh, come on, let's go for a drive. And then I realised that we're actually driving, doing a tour of all the aged care facilities in Melbourne.
Yeah, I was trying to find Ash a date.
It's funny because Ash likes old people.
Our next question is... Sally the psychic is so slutty, instead of reading your palm, she reads your...
You know what, amigos? Sally is not a nice person. You know what we call Sally in Spanish? A putana. Do you know what that means? It means whore. Can you say whore?
Anything you want to leave us with, Ash? Any good insults? Any mad birds you didn't get out yet?
Just that you're so gay and fat that your blood is actually 3 parts glitter and 4 parts gravy.
That sounds delicious. That actually sounds really delicious. Delicious, delicious, delicious. We had another one. This is from Craig from Melbourne saying, my best insult was when I was at a cafe and the guy said, it's rude to look at my menu. When he'd left the table, I said, I was looking at the low-fat option for you. Another mum was from Andrew saying, I don't engage in mental combat with the unarmed. Oh, I like that one. Oh, here's a lovely message to Dean, Ash and Robbie.
Just to Dean and Ash.
Oh, no, just... No, Dean, Ash. Oh, as Robbie... Oh, sorry. Hi, Dean and Ash. As Robbie should be aware, his father is a few years younger than me. On reflecting... Well, that would disappoint Ash. I'm not sure who it is, but hearing that someone's father is younger will make him upset. On reflecting what this could mean for us, he says, all okay till you turn 70, and then everyone will think I'm out with my mother. Wonder what my future holds. Is that your mum?
That is mum. Thanks, Mandy.
Oh, hi, Mandy. Lots of love to you. You're only as young as the boy you feel, and I'm always ready for a hug, Mandy. And it's all fine. And that's it for our insults so far, but you can let us know. Bigger Burns, the chicks from Chicks Talking Footy are going to be joining us for the rest of the show as we do a bit of grand final talk. So if you want to add a little insult into it, why not have a go at Collingwood or West Coast? Add them to your insults and you can go into the draw to win a double pass. See Bianca Del Rio. It's just a joke in February, thanks to joy sponsor Working Management.
there's plenty to work with the Collingwood fans.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we can think of something.
Vaping. Well, vaping is something that Jinx Monsoon tells me she does. I'm not really sure if she's really vaping or if it's halitosis. Needless to say, she opens her mouth and some foggy comes out and everybody runs.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.